My friend Cheryl is somewhat older than me, and after 30 years of being a divorcee, she met and married the love of her life, Steve. And as a result of that, she is intent on finding me my next knight in shining armor. Whether that's my dream or not, it's certainly hers. So, Cheryl and Steve are avid cyclists. They belong to the bike club here. And she kept telling me that if I would come along to the bike club, I would meet a plethora of age-appropriate, eligible men. So the problem is, I hate cycling. I go to the gym, I hike, I ski, but cycling scares me. I mean, there's danger of grievous bodily harm. I mean, I could fall off on a gravel road, I could get hit in traffic, hit a pedestrian. Ugh, I'm just terrified. But how else was I going to meet this plethora of age-appropriate, eligible men? So one day I borrowed my landlady's bicycle, kind of beat-up old thing, but anti-helmet, kind of beat-up old thing as well, and I showed up to the bicycle club meeting. Big mistake. I was totally out of my league. These people had helmets that matched their bicycles and stretchy neon-colored gear and bells and whistles and light. Oh. And I had this really bad bicycle. Anyway, I went on the bike ride, and wouldn't you know that on that particular day, none of the eligible Toms, Dicks, and Harrys had actually shown up. I think they had a premonition. but I did quite enjoy the exercise, and they tried to get past their disdain of my bicycle and be nice to me, and I tried to be scintillating. And I thought, well, maybe I should give this another go. And it might surprise you to find out, actually, that I owned a bicycle. I had bought it at a garage sale decades ago, probably when Noah was landing his ark or something. Anyway, this bicycle, bought at a garage sale, so it was not exactly top of the line to start with, had hung outside the garage in the elements for 10, 12 years. I didn't even know what it looked like, actually. So I went and I got it down, and needless to say, it wasn't in very good shape. But I knew about the Bike Coalition in San Luis. So one Sunday, I pushed my bicycle along to the Bike Coalition. Now, the Bike Coalition has these amazing volunteers and spare parts and instruments and tools and things to help somebody get their bicycle in shape. So when I got there, I walked in with my bicycle and there was a very charming young man. And I said, I would like some help with my bicycle. I know it needs a lot of work and I'm more than willing to pay someone to help me. And he hesitated and looked and he said, this bicycle never was very good and it's certainly well past its sell-by date. It's kind of a has-been. It's not any good at all. For a moment, I wasn't sure if he was talking about my bicycle or me. But I said with great generosity, then I shall donate it to the Bike Coalition. You can use it for spare parts and training. He hesitated again and said, there is nothing that we can possibly use on this bicycle. I felt really defeated. I looked up and there was like this whole group of young men standing and staring at me. I don't know if it was because of my non-San Luis Obispo accent or because I was the only person over the age of 40 or the only woman. Anyway, they were all staring at me and my bike. And so I thought, well, that's it then. But I was coming on to Linnea's, interestingly, to meet a friend for coffee. So I said to this young man, could I just leave my bicycle here for an hour or two while I go into town for coffee? Why did he always hesitate before giving bad news? No, he said, you can't leave it here at all. We won't allow you to leave it here. I think he sort of thought that maybe I'd never come back for it, and not without merit, because that was exactly what I was thinking. So anyway, I came on into town with my bicycle and I met my friend Katrina right here at Linnea's, had a coffee, told her the story, and she thought it was very funny. And she said, do you really not want your bicycle? And I said, no, I don't want it. It can't be fixed. If it can't be made roadworthy, I don't want it. So I said, okay, I've got a plan. So when we were leaving Linnea's, I went to the bike rack to get my bicycle, and she said, no, just leave it. I said, excuse me? She said, just leave your bike. Bikes are always getting stolen in San Luis, transients, college kids. Somebody will steal your bike. Felt a little bit guilty. My mother had taught me not to litter. But I walked home and sort of forgot about it for a couple of days. And then I was driving around downtown a few days later, and I was driving by, and there was my bike. No one had stolen it. So I threw it in the back of my Subaru and took it over to the Goodwill. I took it out and I called out, donation, bicycle. And the unsuspecting clerk said, thank you. So I left my bike there, said goodbye, and thought, I dream of meeting these Tom, Dicks, and Harrys, but not with a bicycle.